堂听 class.com。
Welcome back to side two. Once again, set your tape player's counter on zero so you can mark the starting points for each lesson or exercise series. Lesson five, new adventures in intonation and syllable stress. All during courses one and two, I've been reminding you to keep using the basic jump up and step down intonation that you learned at the very beginning of the first tape. Well, we now make a full circle and end this last tape where we began the first one.We're going to get even more specific about how native speakers use this pattern. Now remember, you started phrases by jumping up on an early important word and then stepping down on all of the syllables that followed. Then you ended with the largest downward step on one of the last important words in the phrase. For example, you said, "I'm really glad to see you." Now,Let's get more precise about how American intonation works. Native speakers don't just jump the pitch on any part of that early important word. They jump it on the stressed syllable of that word. Then, when they drop the pitch on one of the final words, again, they drop the pitch on the stressed syllable of that word. You see, just as in many other languages,English speakers don't give exactly the same amount of punch to every syllable in a long word. There's usually one syllable which is louder and longer than all the others. In some languages, there are rules telling you which syllable to stress. In English, of course, it's often hard to find rules for anything, so it's difficult to know where the stress goes. Now, in the sample sentence that I just used, it was very easy. The word really stresses the first syllable.So you do jump at the beginning of that word. I'm really glad to see you. But what if we used the word particularly instead of really? That word stresses the second syllable, so native speakers would not say, I'm particularly glad to see you. They would jump on tick, the second syllable, and say, I'm particularly glad to see you. Still, of course, stepping down on each syllable after the jump.And remember that other feature. The biggest downward step would be one of the last ones, near the end, on a final important word in the phrase. I'm particularly glad to see you. Now let's experiment with that on several different words, some which stress the first syllable, some which stress the last, others which stress one of the word's middle syllables. After that,I'll actually teach you which of the syllables to stress on a whole lot of words that you'll use frequently in the language. So let's start by jumping on the stressed syllables of verbs. Let's take the sentence, I'll do it tomorrow morning. We'll substitute other verbs in just a minute. But now, when you repeat that sentence using normal jump up, step down intonation, start by jumping on the word do. I'll do it tomorrow morning.You repeat. Now let's continue with a few other one-syllable verbs just to get back into practice with the simple jump-up, step-down pattern. You repeat each one after me. I'll try it tomorrow morning. Don't slide up. Don't do try it tomorrow morning. Jump and step. I'll try it tomorrow morning. I'll find it.Tomorrow morning. Make the last downward step the biggest. Really throw it down. Find it tomorrow morning. I'll grab it tomorrow morning. Now let's look at some words with more than one syllable. But in this group, the first syllable is stressed. So if you begin intonation on these words, you'll still jump at the very beginning of the word.I'll publish it tomorrow morning. Start back down on the very next syllable after the jump, right inside the same word. Don't say, I'll publish it. Start down immediately. I'll publish it tomorrow morning. I'll cancel it tomorrow morning. I'll translate it tomorrow morning. Now how about some three-syllable words which stress the first syllable? Keep repeating the sentences after me. I'll concentrate on that tomorrow morning. Again, start stepping down in pitch right inside the same word, immediately after the stressed syllable. Concentrate on it. I'll dedicate it tomorrow morning. I'll separate them tomorrow morning. I'll analyze it tomorrow morning. Now we'll switch to words which do not have first syllable stress. We'll jump and stress the second syllable of the words in this group. I'll investigate it tomorrow morning. Again, start stepping down immediately after the stressed syllable. Investigate it tomorrow morning. I'll establish it tomorrow morning. Now, also remember that in expressive American English, the intonation pattern ends with an even larger downward step on the stressed syllable of one of the last important words. In this sentence, that word would be tomorrow or morning. Now, tomorrow stresses its middle syllable. Thus, I'll determine that tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. Morning stresses its first syllable. I'll determine that tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. But there are other options. Remember that there can be more than one jump-up, step-down pattern, even in a sentence this short. So if you want to give special emphasis to the question of when you will determine that, you can start a second pattern. In this sentence, it would be, I'll determine that tomorrow morning. I'll remember it tomorrow morning. That time I wanted to give special emphasis to morning. I'll continue it tomorrow morning. Now, what about words that stress the final syllable? Well, you still make the pitch jump on that final syllable. Don't glide up. I'll return it tomorrow morning. Don't glide. Not return it. I'll return it tomorrow morning. Don't forget to make the biggest downward step on the stressed syllable of one of the last words. For example, tomorrow. I'll ensure it tomorrow morning. I'll resolve it tomorrow morning. And of course, you can always do that second jump up, step down pattern. I'll campaign for that tomorrow morning. Even if you're not sure, jump on the first syllable. You're much better off jumping on the wrong syllable than not jumping at all. Okay, one final sentence in this group. I'll destroy it tomorrow morning. Okay, let's get going with some really long words. Many words with four or more syllables actually have two different stress points, like the word investigation. The second syllable and the fourth syllable are stressed. Investigation. Now, even though the first of those two usually gets a slightly stronger stress, you actually can use either of those two stressed syllables for the pitch jump when intonation begins. We're having an investigation. Or, we're having an investigation. Now, just like that one, all of the words in the group which follows have two stressed syllables. So we'll try each one twice, using both of these places for pitch jumps. Remember to start stepping back down immediately after the pitch jumps. I'll manufacture it tomorrow. I'll manufacture it tomorrow. I'll superimpose them tomorrow. I'll superimpose them tomorrow. I'll redevelop it tomorrow morning. I'll redevelop it tomorrow morning. And you will find more exercises for stress intonation on verbs in Lesson 5, Section 1A of the manual. Okay, you begin to get the idea. Some of you probably found that you already knew, just from hearing them so many times, which syllable to stress in most of these sample words. Maybe you were already jumping the pitch on the correct syllable when you used intonation. If you didn't know which syllable to stress, use this tape to learn the proper stress patterns for these words and for the other words which will follow. You'll also find that the manual for this tape gives you a lot more information about proper syllable stress in different kinds of words. And of course, a good dictionary is always willing and able to tell you where to put the stress in a multisyllable word. For now, however, let's continue to play with this basic intonation pattern using another sample sentence. This time, instead of changing the verb, we'll change an adjective. The basic sentence will be, "A great thing happened today." You repeat it. And begin the intonation pattern by jumping on that adjective. A great thing happened today. Okay, let's take out that word, great, and practice first with a few more one-syllable words. Again, remember to jump and immediately start stepping down. A swell thing happened today. Some nice things happened today. Remember, you can also get louder on the same syllable where you jump, but make sure that you do not just get louder. For really expressive American speech, the intonation must be there. Let's try another. Some fine things happened today. Now let's begin by jumping on longer adjectives with first syllable stress. A charming thing happened today. A silly thing happened today. An interesting thing happened today. Now, there are lots of syllables in that word interesting. Make sure that you start stepping down right after the jump. Don't say, "An interesting thing happened today." Make sure the pitch begins its downward step on the very same word that you jumped. That is, if there are more syllables following the stressed one. Let's do it in one more sentence. A wonderful thing happened today. Okay. Now, with adjectives, just as with verbs, when we have words of four or more syllables, there are often two stressed syllables, and you can begin intonation jumps on either of them. An inconsiderate person came in today. Or, an inconsiderate person came in today. Some superstitious people were there. Or, some superstitious people were there. An inappropriate thing happened today. Or, an inappropriate thing happened today. And you'll find additional drills for stress intonation on adjectives in Lesson 5, Section 1B of the manual. Now, in the last series of sentences for intonation exercise, we will begin the intonation by jumping on a noun. There's one important difference here, though. There is a little stronger rule governing syllable stress on nouns than on the other parts of speech we already used. In the vast majority of cases, when a noun has more than one syllable, the word will have first syllable stress. In fact, most of the nouns which do not stress the first syllable are nouns which are formed from verbs, such as explorer coming from the verb explore or computer coming from the verb compute. Okay, let's start some intonation patterns by jumping in pitch to stress nouns. My desk was the topic of conversation. The ceiling was the topic of discussion. Again, begin downward stepping immediately after the jumped syllable. Remember, you don't have to limit yourself to one jump-up, step-down pattern in each sentence. You can just as easily say, the ceiling was the topic of discussion. And also remember to do the largest downward step on the stressed syllable of one of the last important words in the pattern. The ceiling was the topic of discussion. The carpet was the topic of conversation. Our telephone was the topic of discussion. The highway system was the topic of conversation. When we have compound nouns, combinations of two words, you should start the jump on the stressed syllable of the first word in the compound noun. The area rug was spread across the floor. The adding machine was sitting on the table. The supply cabinet was over by the wall. A station wagon can be a fine car. Now let's look at a few nouns which do not stress the first syllable. As I said before, most nouns in this group will be based on verb stems. The director came into the room. The computer broke down. The assembly was called to order. Our investments really paid off. And if you'll turn in the manual to Lesson 5, Section 1C, there will be more drills for stress intonation on nouns. Now, there's just one more little complication that I want to throw in before we stop worrying about intonation. Remember, I've always said that there are no firm rules dictating where in the phrase you must or must not have pitch jumps. So far, I've always given the guideline that you jump on an early important word. But what if, just what if, you really must give special importance to the thought expressed by the last word in the sentence or phrase? Well, in those cases, that last word actually becomes a jump-up, step-down pattern all by itself. Now, if it's a long word and the stress is before the final syllable, it's easy. You just jump on the stressed syllable and then step back down. For example, it was really interesting. But make sure to start stepping down. Interesting, not it was really interesting. It's very important. He forgot to do the cleaning. But what if that last word, which you're now stressing, has only one syllable? Or what if that last word has the stress on its final syllable, like on these two sentences? Don't tell me he forgot. I thought I told you to stop. Okay, did you hear what I did? I jumped up in pitch on that last word, or the final syllable of the last word, but there was no place left for me to step down to end the phrase. So I had to slide back down in pitch on the very same syllable that had jumped. You repeat it after me on those two examples? Don't tell me he forgot. I thought I told you to stop. Now be careful, do not slide up. Don't do, he forgot, or tell me to stop. You have to jump the pitch at the very beginning of that syllable and then slide down very noticeably. He forgot. I told you to stop. Okay, try doing this new jump up, slide down intonation on several other phrases where we want to stress a final word which has one syllable or which has final syllable stress. There was no way I could help. I don't want to have a debate. He didn't hear what I said. We're trying to conquer disease. And you'll find additional drills for using final syllable jump up slide down intonation in Lesson 5, Section 1D. Now, rewind and repeat this lesson before continuing.